Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about mortgage insurance.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to those investors. Let's talk about people that are going to be investing for the first time in real estate as first-time buyers for owner occupancy. First, I applaud you for having the ability to in your debt-to-income ratio and the resources you have to put in a down payment. A lot of people are not able to put in enough down payment that the lender will not require mortgage insurance.
So mortgage insurance would be literally an insurance policy that would insure the lender in the event that they took the chance on allowing you to buy something with a minimal down payment. If something does go wrong, there's an insurance entity that will pay them for the loss that they would sustain. Is that a reasonable way to say it?
That's right. To some percentage. They may not be fully covered 100%, right. But the mortgage insurance covers the distance between the market today and what may have declined for some reason in the event of a crisis.
Okay.
So in looking at mortgage insurance, people say, wow, they want another $2,300 or something like that to start me out in a home that's just going towards an insurance plan that does not directly go back to my pocket the way real estate should, it seems. Is it still worth it to do the purchase?
Well, at that particular point, if you have this minimal amount and you don't have enough to satisfy the lender's criteria, it may be the only opportunity that you have to make the investment. So I think you just asked me, should I buy something or should I not buy something? And should I wait until I have accumulated enough of a down payment to not need the mortgage insurance to entice the lender to make the loan?
Right. And that's about 20% usually before you're going to get around that mortgage insurance. So that means that you've got this great interest rate today. You've got houses that are expensive, but they're appreciating over more time. And you've got the ability to buy now and get in the jump rope, get in the game if you do a purchase today. The difference would be waiting until you have 20% down, paying someone else's mortgage in the meantime, and having the wild card on interest rates at the time you can buy.
And you mentioned in a prior show that the average sale price, the average purchase price of a single family residence in Eugene Springfield area increased $25,000 in 1 year. So as I wait, I may be seeing this increased purchase price where, yes, I've waited and I've got enough, but all of a sudden the price has been jumped on me.
That's right. Keep your eye on the ball. Now is a good time. Delaying is not going to give you the gratification you might hope. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.